My name is John Erling. Today's date is October 6, 2010.
I'm Marion Peter Opala. I was born January 20th, 1921. My present age is 89. Next January 20th, I will be 90 years old.
Marion, who were you named after?
I was named after a grand uncle, and Marion in Polish, spelled M-A-R-I-A-N, is the male equivalent of Maria. Maria is the female name. Marian is the masculine form of Maria.
Did you have difficulty with that name here in the United States?
I get letters addressed to Miss Marion Opala. So now when I write letters to people I don't know, I put in parentheses in front of my name, MR period. So they will know that they're receiving a letter from a male. I was asked by the immigration officer when I was applying for naturalization, don't you want to change that to Marion, I-O-N? I didn't want to change that, but I changed my middle name. My middle name is the Polish for Peter, and it's P-I-O-T-R. I didn't think anybody would be able to pronounce it, so I changed my middle name from Piotr to Peter.
P-E-T-E-R. Yeah,
so my name now is Marion Peter Opala.
Where are we recording this interview?
In the conference room of the Supreme Court in the state capitol in Oklahoma City.
Tell us where you were born.
I was born in a city called, in English, Lodz, L-O-D-Z, Poland. It was at that time, and still is today, the second largest city in Poland, second after Warsaw.
What sort of a city was Lodz?
It was an industrial city, dominated by textile industry. At that time, it was called the Polish Manchester because it was second largest textile center in Europe, second only to the English city of Manchester.
So the population was?
At that time, the population was 800,000. It is now upward of 1 million.
Your mother's name and where she was born and where she grew up?
My mother was Antonina. She was born in Lodz. She was the daughter of a textile manufacturer. And my father was Antoni, Anthony. He was born in north central Poland. He comes from a land-owning family. He was a stranger to the city in which I was born until he married my mother.
Both your parents were Polish?
Both of my parents were Polish.
What was your mother like? Can you describe her? What kind of person she was?
My mother was a product of a girls' school. At that time, in her generation in Poland, girls were not sent to universities. They would send them to a refinement school where they learned manners, social and business manners, learned how to entertain, and learned some literature. My mother was a product of a girls' school, pre-World War I girls' school.
Then your father.
My father received very good education, but formally very little beyond a Polish gymnasium. Gymnasium was a European term that I believe they still use. It equals 12 years of high school plus about 2 to 3 years of college. After completing the gymnasium education, you have to have a maturity exam, maturity certificate, to be anybody. That was a system all across Europe and still is, as modified since World War II. If you below maturity exam, you are an uneducated European. And that is true across France, Italy, Germany, and Poland. Poland, remember, until it was gobbled up by the Soviets, belonged to Western Europe and always looked westward. So it was part of that educational system. I'm a product of pre-World War II Polish educational system, and I got my maturity certificate the year war broke out.
You called it maturity, that meaning it was an academic certificate.
Yes, actually it was the entrance ticket to university education.
And then your father was a banker.
My father was a banker.
Did you have brothers or sisters?
I had one sister who died in the 80s. She lived in Poland, in communist Poland.